Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, just a few weeks ago now, on December 15th, people were driving on I-670 around Columbus. But of course, it was 2020, so you knew something weird had to happen. On this particular day, there was a man cruising down the highway on rollerblades. That's both dangerous and strange. But he was also wearing a giant panda head like some sports mascot. He was carrying one random golf club. And to top it all off, he was completely naked. Except for the panda head and the skates. Well, someone driving in the car behind him took a video of this guy, and of course it went viral. Nobody knows who this guy was, where he was trying to go, or why he looked the way he did. And yet, it didn't seem to throw off the representative from the Ohio Department of Transportation who commented on the story. All he said was, pedestrians are not permitted on interstate highways. There are signs posted on all the entrance ramps. This is a safety issue. That's it. Right? There was no comment about this guy being naked or wearing a giant panda head. But that's just 2020 for you, right?
Funny.
It is funny. If it was 2019, a naked guy on the highway would be a big story. But in 2020, not that big a deal.
It is a big deal.
The strange and bizarre have just become ordinary and commonplace for us. It doesn't really faze us anymore. But what in the world does a naked rollerblading panda have to do with the Magi visiting the Christ child? Why would I mention this story on the day we celebrate Epiphany? Well, just as this guy didn't really seem all that strange to us in 2020, so the Magi don't seem all that strange to us when they show up to see Jesus. Right? We're used to them. They come in our nativity sets. They're often included in Christmas pageants, and we just mix this story in Matthew with the Christmas story from Luke and just go on with life. But there's a problem here. Magi showing up to see the Christ child would have been as bizarre to the original audience as a naked panda rollerblading down the highway. He shouldn't be there. And yet he is. But why would I say that? Aren't these guys kings from the Far East? Aren't they wise men who traveled from afar to see Jesus? Well, they're never actually called kings in the text. And they weren't necessarily wise. Although they are often called wise men, the term in Greek is actually magi. And magi weren't that well respected. Yes, they were studying the stars in the sky, but these guys were more like astrologers than astronomers. There's a difference. Astrologers are the people who look at the stars and make horoscopes. They think that the position of the stars relative to the time of your birth says something about who you are. Right? I mean, think of the story. They looked at the stars and thought someone important had been born. That's astrology. An astronomer, on the other hand, is someone who studies the stars as an actual scientist. Right, Rose? They're people who study the planets and outer space and all of that amazing stuff outside of planet Earth. they're actually reputable. Astrologers are not. Right? I mean, how much credit do you give people who make horoscopes? How often do you go to a tarot card reader for advice? When was the last time you trusted someone who said they could read your palm? That's what these magi were like. They were not the scholarly elite. They were the crackpots, the charlatans, the frauds. They were magicians in the bad sense of the term. You can even see the word magi in the word magic. In fact, in the book of Acts, Paul meets someone who is a magi and he lays into him. But Saul, also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord?" Acts 13, 9 and 10. Well, given that this is who the Magi were, these would not be the kind of people you would want to have come and see your child. Now, when they did come to see Jesus, it's likely Jesus was around 2 years old or so, which means they didn't arrive at the same time the shepherds did. After seeing that star, it would have taken them some time to get there. Plus, in the text, we hear that they saw the child. And the Greek word here means something more like toddler instead of baby. So Jesus has grown up a little bit here. So imagine being Mary and Joseph. You were establishing life with your new son. You were starting to raise him and things were going okay. Then around the time he's 2 years old, you get a knock on your door from this group of magi. Notice that the text doesn't say there were three of them. They brought three gifts, but there could have been more magi. So you see this group by your door, and you open the door, and you notice that they're kind of shady people. And they say that they've come to see your son. Now, any protective parent would probably slam the door in their faces and keep their child as far away from these people as possible. No one in that kind of crowd is going to take my child away from me. Was this some kind of weird cult and they were trying to abduct Jesus? But then, much to Mary and Joseph's surprise, these frauds kneel down in worship. They present incredible gifts. Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, and myrrh for the anointing of dead bodies. That had to be a strange sight for Mary and Joseph to see. But on the other hand, maybe they then looked at Jesus. And maybe they remembered what those shepherds had said when they arrived. Maybe they remembered what the angel had told Mary when the angel said she would be pregnant. And then maybe it didn't seem so strange after all. Jesus is the Messiah for all people. People from near and far, Jew and Gentile, the respectable and the frauds, Jesus is Savior for all of them. And that means Jesus is our Savior too. And yes, of course, I know you know that already. But think of it this way. We don't need to have Epiphany. We could easily move from the prophets announcing the Messiah to the birth of Jesus to his baptism, which we'll hear about next week, and on to the rest of his ministry. There are some congregations that completely skip the celebration of Epiphany entirely. And if we did that, the life of Jesus wouldn't miss a beat. Or would it? Yes, Epiphany often gets overshadowed by Christmas and the baptism of our Lord. But Epiphany matters. It shows us that Jesus is the Savior of all people. Not just a scared couple from Nazareth or shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, but all people. Even those we wouldn't expect to see worshiping him. Which means, even us. The promise of Epiphany is that Jesus is our Savior too. Jesus is your Savior. You who might not be well known in the community, you who might not have as many book smarts as some other people, you who might be a little weird and strange, Jesus was born, lived, died, and rose again for you. So it's no surprise then why these magi traveled so far to worship him. When you know a truth like that, you can't help but worship him. And the funny thing is that God used the stars, the very things these magi were looking at anyway, as a way to reveal Jesus to them. God used the things that they knew to reveal the truth of his love. So just as the angel told Mary when she was going to be pregnant, here we see again that nothing will be impossible for God. So that means at first glance, it should seem strange to us to see magi worshiping Jesus. It should seem as strange as a naked guy wearing a panda head rollerblading down the highway. But just like how that guy doesn't really seem that strange to us anymore, especially given the last year that we had, so the presence of the Magi doesn't seem weird to us either. Or I could say it this way. In one sense, it should seem really weird that we, of all people, should worship Jesus. We live on the other side of the world, 2,000 years removed from his time. And yet the truth of the Magi is true for us too. Jesus is our Savior. And so it's not so strange to have Magi worship him or have us worship him. And yes, 2020 was a strange year. And I don't know what 2021 is going to hold. But no matter how it plays out, no matter what strange things we may see this year, Jesus is still the Messiah. And he is still our Messiah. Because of that, like the Magi, we can't help but worship him and give him our best. And that's not so strange after all. So in the name of the one we worship and adore, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.